The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yesterday, Richard Guiney of the Dublin Town Inner City sort of city centre business organisation called for a curfew and exclusion zone to be put in place in the city centre in order to curb antisocial behaviour. We all know the serious stabbings incidents in the last few days. There was two people hospitalised. So we're joined on the line by the authentic voice of the Corpo, Manix Flynn, a councillor for more years than I care to remember, a forceful voice and knows on the ground what's happening. Good morning, Manix.
Good morning, Ivan, and good morning, listeners.
So tell me, you know, when I do this show, just doing it 3 days this week, they kindly put me up in a hotel. So I walked, so I stay in Townsend Street or Pier Street, somewhere fairly close. This morning I walked by, and I last did it in July, I would say 8/10 of people. And just opposite the Garda station was someone sleeping in a sleeping bag. Like, the city has gone to the dogs, Manix.
Well, you know, that's a good saying, you know what I mean? But the problem is for us is that, Dublin City Council and the powers that be don't believe that. And indeed, Mr. Guiney, who's called for this curfew, you know what I mean, over the years that I've been advocating, you know what I mean, more active service for the Garda Síochána, calling more guards on the street, have been in denial. We know that they've been in denial for quite some time and telling us that it's a perception that the city is unsafe, that there's a feeling of unsafety, that there's a feeling of hostility in the city, that there's youth crime is massive and that individuals who are selling drugs are on fast bikes that they can escape from on Garda Síochána. And again, you mentioned the assaults that took place in Temple Bar in recent days and recent weeks, and I hope that those individuals recover. But similar assaults are taking place throughout the country indeed, and indeed throughout the city and the suburbs, but they're not getting headlines. The idea of a curfew is kind of ridiculous because, I mean, how are you going to police it? How are you going to police it when on Garda Síochána don't have the resources? I mean, today on Garda Síochána, the General Representative Association of Garda Síochána hold their annual meeting. And indeed, they've also said, like, you know, that they're hamstrung by bureaucracy, that they don't have the resources, that they don't have the inspectors or the superintendents to be able to chaperone the new Gardaí that are there. We see Gardaí deployed all over the city, what's known as visibility policing, but those Gardaí are not allowed to go into action. They're not allowed to move from the spot that they're in. And the nickname for them on the streets of Dublin is the varicose vein squad, because they're getting varicose veins because they're standing there in that one spot all day long. In recent times, as I said, like, you know, you have an incident on the street and it takes an hour for a squad car to come. You know, I was on a protest recently in relation to an issue in York Street where I had to protest myself, a peaceful protest, and 10 Gardaí turned up. Yet in that same neighbourhood, when the crime has been reported or drug dealing has been reported or threats against individual, no Gardaí turn up unless it's a day later. So there's a catastrophic problem here. I'm with the new minister, Jim O'Callaghan, telling us that he's going to do wonders. The point of the matter is it's getting worse. So now you have a business organisation, the BIDS district organisation, calling for a curfew. But what are they avoiding? They're avoiding the situation that the crime sprees in Dublin, including those shoplifters, assaults, you name it, is out of control. The drug dealing is out of control. And the unfortunate situation is that you have, on top of that, you have a homeless situation. You have people living on our streets. And the reason why they're living on the streets is very obvious, because they won't go into the hostels because of the threat that's in that hostels. And I've spoken to many of those individuals who are in those tents and say, listen, Manix, I'm not going into that hostel because I'll be robbed of my money. I'll be robbed of my medication and my possession, so I'm not going in there. And on top of that, then you have those who are seeking asylum in our country who've no accommodation and are also sleeping on our streets. And on top of that, then you have gangs of individuals, and I mean gangs of individuals in social housing settings, running amok, basically controlling the situation. All of these individuals who are dealing the drugs are associated and connected to organised criminal activity. Dublin City Council, who are responsible for the city, along with Garda Síochána, and Dublin City Council who are responsible for the social housing, and indeed local authorities who are responsible for the social housing estates, have completely and absolutely refused to do their jobs. The staff won't go in because of the threat. They won't go in unless Garda Síochána are particularly with them. And what's needed to happen here is that Dublin City Council, as well as other local authorities, need to jump up and rearrange the the tenancies for these tenants. Because don't forget, Ivan, these individuals, young or old, come from a social housing setting. The demographic will tell you, the court report will tell you where these individuals are from. And on Garda Síochána, statistics will tell you that these individuals, in the main, are coming from social housing settings. That is the situation. That is the reality of that situation. But in the meantime, in the area that I'm around, which is York Street, Mercer Street, Pier Street, catastrophic impact of what's known as antisocial behaviour, which is an artifact. It's criminal terrorism, social terrorism. Any other country would deal with this really, really sharply. But we seem to be dealing with it in a very dysfunctional manner, in a very stupid manner. And what we get is we get kind of crap like, oh, we're opening up a Garda station in O'Connor Street. And then you realise that it's a spectacle. It's a fake Garda station. The most recent manifestation of this is this pop-up cop shop that they're floating around the Docklands area, that it's a pop-up police station. And it all looks very well with bobs and whistles. The problem is this, that we used to have a Garda Síochána, keepers of the peace. That's what they were, keepers of the peace, and very effective in the main. Now we have, you know, from compliments of Drew Harris, is a Garda policing service, where if you go to report a crime in a police station, you might as well pack a lunch and you might as well tell your family that you'll be back to them in a few days, because you'll be waiting and waiting and waiting. I reported an assault on myself last year. I still haven't heard anything back from a Garda Síochána. I made statements, I went to the Garda station, I went with another witness, not a word back from that situation. So the situation for us here is that, yes, we have a gorgeous city, we have a literary city, we've got beautiful buildings, lovely architecture, we have a great offering from our public houses to our hotels, etc., expensive and all that it is. We have tourists that want to come here, but the indigenous people, the Irish people, the people who live in the city, the people who work in the city, do not feel safe. They do not feel that they're protected. Yet on the one hand, as I said, when I made a protest outside a certain college in the York Street area, 10 Gardaí turned up with two vans, you know what I mean, and told me that they're going to arrest me for a public order offence. This is the kind of crap that you get. And I have huge respect for Garda Síochána, Ivan. I mean, I know Garda Síochána all my life. I work with them. I work with the Joint Policing Committees, which unfortunately were disbanded recently. So we are still waiting for the local policing for it. The Drugs Task Force and Alcohol Task Force was get the guts of 100 million euros. Haven't made any statements around the intake of drugs, the intake of weed, the massive amount of cocaine that's been done, and the massive amount of open dealing that's been done in our streets. And we're told, a boy on Garda Síochána, that this is a societal problem. One part of us is saying, oh, we need to stamp this out. And the other part of us is saying, oh no, we need to decriminalise drugs so as that everybody doesn't have to get stigmatised and labelled. In the meantime, we have a huge amount of addiction. We have a huge amount of dissatisfaction. We have a huge amount of crime where shops are telling me we can no longer sustain opening our shops because our staff won't come in, because there's individuals walking in simply barefaced, taking handfuls of goods, walking out the door, and there's nothing we can do. You see it all across social media. You see it all in the streets as you go down there. You see the situation and people feel really, really unprotected. The problem for me is, Ivan, that I'm in communities, you know what I mean, who feel at the end of the day that they've been abandoned, who feel at the end of the day that the only recourse they can have is to set up their own protection. I mean, many families that I deal with won't let their children out to play. They won't let their own kids who are youths out to play because they don't want to see them being influenced by gangs on the street corners. And these aren't like out in Finglas, out in the suburbs. These are in York Street. These are in Pier Street.
And tell me, Manix,
these are right beside
okay,
Garda stations.
Manix, you articulate the situation accurately, graphically. You're living this. If you were Minister for Justice, what would you do?
Well, first of all, what I would do is I would bring in the local authority and I would rearrange, you know what I mean, the tenancy agreements. That if a person commits an offence on any part of Dublin City Council's estate and they are known to be a tenant of Dublin City Council, well, then there's a penalty. The whole family get brought in because you cannot accept that situation. In terms of criminal activity, those who are brought before the courts and those who are convicted of a serious offence, well, then we have to have the proper custodial sites for them. But unfortunately, again, we don't actually have that.
You know, the situation is, the statistics show that more than 1,000 people in the last 12 months went through the courts, were sent to prison, and they spent less than 24 hours in prison. Like, that's if you speak to the Gardaí, if you speak to people at the highest level, we simply don't have enough prison spaces.
But is that a question of prison spaces? We have a dysfunctional system, a dysfunctional justice system that goes from Garda Síochána corner right across into the criminal justice system, into the court systems. So you get sentenced, you get a conviction, you go into the Mountjoy jail or whatever it may be, and you're back out the door again because of the overcrowding situation. We don't plan into the future, and we only kind of respond when there's a major, major crisis. I mean, look at the housing crisis, look at the hospital crisis, look at the crisis that we're having in terms of, you know, accommodation for asylum seekers. All this is leading to a society that's pressed to the collar. And as I say, nobody's taking responsibility. I have huge respect for Jim O'Callaghan and I have huge respect for the office of the minister. I mean, remember John O'Donoghue and his zero tolerance. I mean, that was the joke of the century, that was. The situation is that the system is broken, and you'll hear that from the guy, the representative association today, when they actually, you know, hold a conference. Okay. That they're feeling a very, very difficult situation. But in the meantime, headline grabbing, like, oh, we need a curfew. We need zero tolerance. And I mean zero tolerance is we need to stamp out this situation. And at the end of the day, local authority on Garda Síochána, the Minister for Justice, and indeed the prison services. And if we need more spaces for prison, well, unfortunately, we're going to have to provide them. But the main bottom line here is that we have an obligation to protect our citizens. All we have an obligation to protect those who are law-abiding and those who commit offence. We don't have an obligation to protect them. We have an obligation to hold them to account and, if necessary, arrest them and put them into custody. But it's a situation, Ivan, that's not acceptable. It's no longer tolerable. And the city is in major crisis in relation to this particular matter. Okay. And as I say, people are leaving the city. You're talking about a Green Party, okay, 15-minute city, a great place, but that's not really happening. The opposite's happening, Ivan, unfortunately.
Okay. Independent city councillor in South East Inner City, Manix Flynn, telling it as it is. Thank you for joining us on the PK Show. A lot of food for thought there.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.